This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. How are you, friends? Glad you're along for the ride today. Busy program. Talking about the decision by the White House to cancel the event honoring the Philadelphia Eagles. And specifically, some information we had from the White House related to Carson Wentz. Originally, as we read you from a piece somebody called about back in May, saying, I'm going to go, and I don't see this as a political event, to the White House, learning there was a counter-protest planned at the Black History Museum that he would be joining, and so not attending at the White House. And so a lot of opinions on that. I appreciate all of them, and I'll maybe share a few more if we get a chance to throughout the program this hour. Also, we have Donald Trump, day 500 this week of the Trump administration, and we are on a grassroots call yesterday. Is actually designed for grassroots supporters. That'd be folks like you, you know, just the, you know, grassroots is the, you know, the folks that are out, just not any any particular, you know, they don't have a DC tower or K Street address, just real folks. And so it was a call designed to thank the grassroots and say, here's what we've accomplished over the last 500 days. And there was a lot of information, so we played some of it for you today, and we'll play a couple more clips before we're done. Also, we have some calls that have come in, and specifically an email related to telemarketer calls. And somebody asking the question, look, if there's a do not call list, why do they keep calling? One gentleman has a story about literally hundreds of calls that he's getting from the same number. Can you imagine? So Peril Grossman from the Attorney General's office will join us to talk about that as well on the program. And I saw on the calendar this week brought the deadline for the deer gun license applications in North Dakota. I thought it might be a good time to catch up with Jeb Williams, chief of the Wildlife Division with North Dakota Game and Fish. If you have questions or comments for him, they're certainly welcome here at 258-0550, 258-0550, local telephone number, toll-free 800-228-0550, or you can text me. Todd's off today, but you can text me at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. If you have any questions for Jeb Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division, North Dakota Game and Fish. Jeb, nice to have you back. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you very much for the invitation, Scott.
Absolutely. Thought we'd get everybody a little bit of a reminder. I'm not sure they need one, right? This is such a time-honored tradition in North Dakota, but the numbers have been down of late, and so I know there's always interest in this, and thought it'd be a good time to talk about it. How are we looking? Give me the overall view of what you expect this upcoming season to be like.
Well, we did put out a modest increase of deer licenses, Scott, which is good. You know, we're better moving in the positive direction than the negative direction, which we did for approximately 8 years, and so we did have a rebound here a couple of years ago where we've been moving in the positive direction. Increased licenses, 650 licenses from last year. Last year we allocated 54,500 licenses. This year we're at 55,150 licenses. So like I said, it's a modest increase, but again, we're happy to be going in a positive direction. And as you mentioned earlier, Scott, we know how much, you know, what kind of interest is associated with the deer gun season in the fall. But this is obviously the application process, and the application deadline is a very important part of that process. If you want to participate in the fall, you have to be paying attention here in the spring. And so as normal, the first Wednesday in June, this year it happens to fall on June 6th, that's our deadline. That's tomorrow. It's tomorrow night at midnight is when we cut the system off, and that's what people are going to have. And so we know there are some people out there that are still waiting for to get that application in based on previous year records. We are anticipating approximately another 400 to 4,500 gratis licenses being submitted, and still approximately another 20,000 regular license applications are going to go in the system yet in between now and tomorrow night at midnight. And so we're really encouraging folks that if you're one of those individuals, to try to do it sooner rather than tomorrow night at 11:30 p.m. when maybe a lot of other people are doing it and the license and the system maybe gets clogged up, one of those types of things. So, and then that way, if you're doing it sooner, maybe have some questions about something, we can help you work through those. So very important that people get that. If they're thinking about it right now, just jump on a computer and do it. It's a very user-friendly process. And if you have any questions, you can give us a call.
650 new licenses, as you mentioned, which is progress. Give us an update on, just how the effort is going to try and increase those numbers, more habitat, dealing with some of the issues that have dealt with those numbers being down over the last number of years.
Yeah, so right now we really kind of have a tale of two states, Scott. In the western part of the state, we're seeing pretty good increases out there, good success rates. Things are just a little bit better than the eastern part of the state, and we've talked about this a lot before. I mean, the landscape, the quality of habitat, of high-quality deer habitat has just changed. We don't have as much of it on the landscape in the eastern part of the state as we did 10 years ago to where that area is just, it's not capable of holding as many deer as it once was. And so you guys, I know, talk about the Farm Bill a lot on your program. We talk about the Farm Bill a lot here with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department and other wildlife enthusiasts because of the conservation provisions that are in that farm program or some years not in that farm bill. And that's an important aspect of what the wildlife situation looks like in North Dakota due to the amount of private land on the landscape. And, you know, as we know, we deal with the private landowners pretty closely each and every day. And there's a lot of interest out there from folks for additional opportunities and just having more options for them, more tools in the toolbox for their operation to be able to, make a living day to day. And we know there's a lot of landowners out there that like to having as many options as possible. And especially when it comes to conservation programs where they understand their operation better than anybody and know that there's some different areas that can be productive and everyday agriculture, but then some also some areas that they know that would be better situated for some type of a conservation program. So we're hopeful as the Farm Bill program progresses or Farm Bill gets into motion here and maybe is going to be delayed, maybe not. Nobody really knows at this point in time, but it's looking like that might be the case. And hopefully over time when it does get signed into law, that there will be some good options and hopefully be some increased acres associated with CRP and those types of things that have a benefit for wildlife.
Chat with Jeb Williams, Chief of the Wildlife Division, North Dakota Game and Fish. Tomorrow, application deadline for deer gun licenses to get those in. 650 new licenses this year. A couple of texts coming in, and others welcome. 367-2054, or you can call us at 258-0550. Can you please ask Jeb, since all deer applications were electronic this year, will Game and Fish announce results faster? Normally they announce at the state fair. When do you see us finding out on success or failure?
Great question, and that is obviously the goal of why we went all online this year and no paper applications, and that's our goal is to get those results out sooner. We don't know. We haven't put out an exact date yet, Scott, of when that's going to be, but we are, put it this way, we're very confident that it's going to be an improvement from what it has been in years past.
Yeah, a lot of questions asking about the speed and wondering if online will, now that it's all online, whether that is something that they can expect things to be sooner. You expect speed because of the online part of this now?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, that was, we've been hearing from the public here over the last couple of years that they would like the lottery results to be out and available sooner. And, so people can kind of plan their falls and, have to put in for vacation, those types of things. And that was understood. It's a fair point. And department addressed that, and one of the ways we're looking at doing that obviously is by going all online this year, and we do feel pretty comfortable saying that it is going to be an improvement from what it has been last year. Now again, this first year we're not exactly sure if we're not putting out a date for when that's going to be, but we do feel confident that it's going to be quite a bit sooner than what it was.
What determines the date? How do you decide?
Well, in the past, it was basically what determines it is when, you know, having to go through and a lot of our staff in the licensing area having to enter in still the number of paper applications that were previously submitted. And of course, this year we're not going to have that, so that's going to take out that process. Another big bottleneck in the system is the gratis license checks that have to be complete by our law enforcement folks. And this year, Scott, we allowed gratis license folks to apply as early as April 1st, like a month earlier than other folks, just for that reason, to try to get those individuals into the system, try to get those checks going earlier. So when we get everything entered in, or when everything comes in and the deadline on June 6th is there, then hopefully soon after that, after a few other things are tied up, we can get that lottery help.
All right. More questions, comments. Welcome for Jeb Williams. Let's go to Game of Fish when we continue after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins, and I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. ACE promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by MyPillow. Don't forget, up to 50% off everything they sell. And they have a great deal right now on the two premium pillows for the price of one. That's our special this month. If you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or again, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. You'll get a great deal on a great night's sleep. And the most important thing to your health is your sleep. So don't forget that. The most important thing to your health is your sleep. So get a better night's sleep, just like Todd and I do, with the help of MyPillow. Continuing our chat with Jeb Williams from the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Deadline tomorrow for the deer gun license applications. Get those in. And if folks have never done this before or maybe just need a little extra help, what ways do you have to assist them in the process, Jeb?
Yeah, that's a great point, Scott. So all of our district offices across the state have what we call help stations set up to where folks can come in, and if they're having a problem or if they're nervous with the process, they can come in and just have somebody walk you through that. And trust me, it's a very user-friendly system. Once people go through it the first time, I think everybody kind of leaves saying, that wasn't so bad. I was maybe a little nervous about it, but it wasn't so bad. And, you know, it has all your previous information loaded up into the system from the previous year. So say if you're an individual that's putting in a gratis license, all your legal land descriptions are going to be in there from what you previously entered. The only thing that you might have to change is if you had a change of ownership in a piece of property or a change of property that you maybe previously rented or are now renting, you're going to have to enter that legal description. But say if you're somebody that just has a section of land that you've owned for a while and nothing has changed this year, you're not going to have to change anything. You're just going to have to put in a couple of clicks and then add your acreage just to confirm that acreage number total, and you're good to go. And so same thing with previous years for individuals applying for a regular gun license. If you've been applying in the same unit for a while, that's the unit you intend to go. It's even going to ask you that. You want to just use the last year's information? Yes, you'll click through it, and then you'll be good to go. So it's a great system.
A text question. Is a fur bearer's license required to shoot skunks and badgers? Wants to know.
Yes, they are fur bear species in North Dakota, and so you do have to have a fur bear license.
All right. Another question. If I've already applied for a regular deer gun license, can I still apply for a gratis deer gun license?
Yes, we do allow individuals that are property owners that you can apply for both. However, you cannot get both. If you get drawn in the regular lottery for the unit-wide license, then of course your gratis application would just void that, and then you'd get your unit-wide license. But if you did not draw your unit license, then you get your gratis license. So yes.
All right. Last chance for any questions you have for Jeb, and you can call us 258-0550 or text at 367-2054. I wanted to ask you about something that you mentioned earlier, that obviously the East is a challenge for the lack of habitat, and that's why the numbers are down. And, you know, I know there's a number of different efforts underway to create habitat. One that I think is really neat is this partnership with the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the Outdoor Heritage Fund and One Oak and Whiting and some private landowners that are planting 58,000 trees and shrubs this year to help with, habitat for deer, pheasants, and other wildlife, as well as obviously conservation, soil preservation. A lot of wins out of that. Is that what it's going to take more of in the East to get those numbers going in the right direction, Jeb?
It's certainly a piece to the puzzle, Scott. And our deer research over time has shown that grass and trees in the eastern part of the state, just play a vital role in the health of the deer herd over there. And over the last 10 years, again, a lot of that has changed. And we hear that from the public fairly often at our different meetings about the number of tree rows that are being taken down, just observations. And, some of those are, specifically being targeted, being taken down just because they're kind of an obstacle to somebody. But others have just, other tree rows have just, they've just kind of outlived their usefulness and, they're dying. But I think the concern in a lot of that situation from various folks is that they're not seeing them be replaced in those areas. And so some of these efforts that you talked about, and there has been a pretty good effort over the last 5 years or so, and a lot of that coming from Outdoor Heritage Funds to be planting trees. And so then it's just a matter of being kind of targeting some of these areas, which we can help with and we have helped with as far as getting some of those important habitat components into specific areas that need the most help. And so that's something that we're continuing to try to do the best we can. and try to get some additional trees and grass back on the landscape in certain areas in the eastern part of the state where we have willing landowners.
All right, a few more calls have come in, so let's get right to it here. Let's see, Mike and Bismarck first. Go ahead for Jeb.
Who is it?
Mike, go ahead.
Yep. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment that I just did my deer license, and that new system is awesome. I mean, user-friendly to the T. So I think the Game and Fish have done a great job of upscaling that process. I know some people are not computer-friendly people, but it's easy to learn. So
awesome. Yeah. Glad to hear that, Jim.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that comment, and you know, that is something that we continue to hear from folks, but kudos to a lot of other people out there, and like this gentleman had said on there, is that there's a lot of people willing to help, too, and, you know, Todd visiting with Scott Bachmeyer here a couple Saturdays ago, Jesse from Hazen called in and said, hey, I'm, you know, people stop by my place of business, I'm helping people through the system, and I know that's going on all throughout the state. People are willing to help people and walk through the process, and in the end, I think people are going to be happy to get those results out sooner, and I think people are going to be just overall much more satisfied with the process. So it's great to hear when individuals like yourself, Mike, say that, hey, this is a nice improvement of the system. We're glad to hear that.
Reginald and Bismarck for Jeb Williams. Go ahead, Reginald.
Yeah, hey, I'm actually a resident of South Dakota, but through work, I'm stationed in Bismarck, North Dakota, and I'm going to be buying a fishing and small game license. Could you give me a clear definition of North Dakota's small game? I appreciate the show. Thank you, guys, for all you do.
You bet. Well, in North Dakota, to be able to hunt pheasants, grouse, partridge, rabbits, those different types of things all fall under our small game definition. So if you buying that small game license, you'll be able to hunt all of our upland birds in North Dakota.
Texter says, is there a charge for a gratis license?
In North Dakota, the gratis licenses are free. Of course, that's a definition of gratis. There's no charge with that for deer in North Dakota.
Jim and Bismarck, question for Jeb quickly.
Jim,
go ahead for Jeb. Yep.
Quick question. I know a lot of hunters and people shoot badgers and porcupines just for the hell of it. Is that legal?
It is legal. There is an open season on both porcupines and badgers, and it's kind of interesting. Some states, porcupines are actually protected from that as kind of they look at it as almost a, if you are stranded type thing, they look at it as survival species, and that's one of the reasons they're not in some states. But in North Dakota, yes, you can harvest badgers and porcupines year-round.
All right, Jim, thanks for the call. Jeb, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much, and look forward to a successful day tomorrow with lots of great applications.
Sounds good. Thanks much, Scott.
Take care. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City, where Harvey Weinstein has just pleaded not guilty to rape and criminal sex act charges. The disgraced movie mogul arraigned on charges brought last week by a Manhattan grand jury. Weinstein accused of raping a woman in 2013 in a Manhattan hotel room and forcing another woman to perform sex acts on him at his office in 2004. Just days until the scheduled summit between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, and one of President Trump's top economic advisors says he believes the president deserves some credit for making this happen. Larry Kudlow says on Fox News,
North Korea coming to the negotiating table has a lot to do with President Trump's very firm stand with respect to their nuclear weapons, with respect to all options on the table.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You ever get a voicemail along these lines before?
And under custody by the local police, as there are four serious allegations pressed on your name at this moment. We would request you to get back to us, so that we can discuss about this case, before taking any legal action against you. The number to reach us is 914-364-5744. I repeat, 914.
Kind of fun to get a call like that, huh? And there's more where that came from.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Taken under custody by the local police. As there are four serious allegations pressed on your name at this moment, we would request you to get back to us so that we can discuss about this case before taking any legal action against you. The number to reach us is 347-338-5820. I repeat, 347-338-5820. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. You getting those? You're probably a little annoyed. Harold Grossman joins us next, who battles this day in and day out at the Office of the Attorney General that deals with this day in and day out. Harold, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning, Scott. Thank you.
Nice to have you back on the program. So have you heard calls like that before?
I have heard a lot of these calls. In fact, I just received a report that Governor Burgum last night personally received this same message. So it just shows that no one is immune from the efforts to reach out and try and scare our consumers and our taxpayers. Certainly they didn't realize he was the governor, but it just shows how prevalent these calls are with the IRS scam and the other imposter scams, Scott.
And we have received, some. Every once in a while, I hear from folks that talk about it. And what prompted our call to you today was a gentleman that sent those two calls, along with an unbelievable, ridiculous number of calls that he'd received to his phone. I don't have it in front of me here. I'm waiting for it from. But it was a large volume of calls. Is that common?
That is actually common. And you know, unfortunately, with technology, these scam artists can spoof these calls. They can use Google to make these calls. You really don't even know what the source of the number is. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion. We can send six or seven subpoenas to find out that the number belongs to somebody in the West Indies, and good luck doing something with that. So it is common.
And there is such thing as a do not call us. Does the do not call us not apply with a call like this?
Well, the do not call us certainly applies, but for that, Scott, you have to actually have be able to identify a true number and a party that you can then contact, investigate, and prosecute. So these are calls that are being initiated by actual crooks, and so they don't really care about a do not call list, even if it applied. We had a victim of the IRS scam in end of April, Scott, a 58-year-old gentleman from Bismarck who lost $21,500 over the course of about 3 days. They hooked him, told him there were warrants out for his arrest. They kept him on the phone, and first he paid $5,000. Then they called him back the second day, and they said that his Social Security number had been flagged, and this, Scott, was about tax time, so they said he wouldn't be able to file his taxes. So they got him to pay another $10,500, and then the third day they used what we call is the recovery scam. They know you've been a victim, and so they'll call and say, oh, you know, we understand you've been a victim of a scam, and now for $6,000, we're going to help you get your money back. So he was out a lot of money at the end of the day. It was a frightening experience. It was horrendous. They kept him on his cell phone the whole time, even up to the point on the third day when this gentleman went to the bank to borrow funds to pay the last $6,000 because he felt so threatened. And we just had a report, Scott, yesterday of a young 31-year-old woman in Grand Forks who was out $6,000 from this same scam. They just scared the dickens out of her, kept her on the phone for 4.5 hours. She said she was terrified. She even thinks she gave them part of her Social Security number, and before it was all said and done, she lost $6,000. So this is a horrible experience, and I so appreciate you taking the time to address it.
So the people that scam those individuals in this IRS call, for instance, where are they?
They're all over the world. You know, certainly possible some of them are in the United States, but many of them originate from international locations, much like the old Nigerian scam did, and much like most of the scams. This is just one of a spate of scams that we call the imposter scam, Scott. In 2016, we had 106 victims reported to the Attorney General for losses in excess of $2 million, and about 123 in victims in 2017 for about a similar amount. And you know, it includes the romance scam, the lottery scam, the grandparents or family emergency scam. And so I'm trying to remind folks, just, you know, don't take these calls and don't get taken in. With all the concerns, Scott, of what might be happening to your listeners, I'm going to say there are some things definitely not happening to them now or ever. They have not won the lottery. Their grandchild is not in trouble or in jail with an accident. The person on the other end of the computer is not a real, legitimate, genuine romance. They're not experiencing real computer technical difficulties, and they definitely are not going to have an IRS agent to come to their door to arrest them. So give these callers no money.
Yeah, that's number one rule, right?
That is it.
Yeah, exactly. And basically, if somebody's calling you and asking for information from you over the phone, big red flag. No Social Security numbers, no personal information, nothing, right?
Huge predictor and red flag, as you said, of a scam. And another thing is when they start asking you to buy iTunes cards and Google Play cards, again, absolutely a scam. They are using these methods, Scott, in lieu of the old go-to MoneyGram or Western Union and Wire is Money, because our consumers are getting more savvy and more educated, and they just don't quite see these requests coming for these Google Play cards and the IRS scams. They generally feel threatened, they're intimidated, a sense of urgency, and so they'll go to retailer after retailer, box store after box store, and get as many of these cards as they've been told to get until they reach that magic total, and then they'll immediately call the scam artist, or if they have them on the line, they'll read those numbers off the backs of those cards, and that money is gone, and there's nothing they or the Attorney General or anyone can do to get the values of those cards restored.
So this voicemail that I played earlier with more threats in this sort of automated voice also had a phone number on it. Does that phone number lead you anywhere?
No, it never does. I haven't called that particular number, but it never does because they're spoofed or they won't answer it unless it's from a specific number they've called or it's screened through some sort of technology. So it's even come to the point, Scott, where there's very little value in trying to send a subpoena to someone to find out who actually owns that number, because it always, always turns out to be a spoofed or not a legitimate number. They're never actually sitting at that number someplace in a hotel boiler room, in an office boiler room where they work these scams, and where you can, you know, send some local authorities or the FBI over there. It just simply doesn't work that way. These are, for all practical purposes, not real phone numbers, even though it's possible to communicate with them by telephone in some manner through these phone numbers they've provided.
Carol Grossman is with us today on What's on Your Mind. We're talking about, on behalf of a listener that had received literally between 3,000 and 3,000 calls a week at home, on the cell, on his wife's cell, he's saying there's no point in even reporting him anymore because you can't catch him for a lot of the reasons Carol's just told us here today. So can you imagine that? Just a total harassment living with that. So we're asking Carol, who is, of course, with the Consumer Protection and Antitrust Division of the Attorney General's Office in North Dakota, a little bit about that. If you do have a question or comment at all, certainly welcome. 258-0550. We've got a couple minutes left with Peril. 258-0550, or text us at 367-2054. 367-2054. So, basically, is this caller right? There's no point in reporting him. You can't do anything anyway?
Well, they can certainly report them, and, you know, we look at all of these. If they're actually receiving that amount of calls, there may be something where the local telephone carrier can put a tap and trace on there. It's a, you know, it's an extensive process, but if they're receiving that volume of calls, there's probably something they can do. And one thing they unfortunately may ultimately just want to change their phone number, and maybe they're being harassed for some reason that isn't based on any conduct they've had. But sometimes these callers, Scott, they get very nasty. If you challenge them, they will just make your life miserable, and they'll keep calling you, not because they're going to get anything. It's not going to be fruitful, but merely for the process of harassing you. So certainly with that volume of calls, they can, you know, report it to the Attorney General's office or just actually report it directly to the local police department. And I'm sure there can be some sort of efforts to try and do something with that kind of volume of calls, but it won't be an easy process.
Marge and Mandan for Peril Grossman, go ahead.
Is it me, Marge?
Yes, it is.
You guys, I have to tell you something, and I know you are never supposed to do it, but I did it, and it kind of worked for me. I was getting these calls from the IRS, and I did call that number back. I did get through. I called him every name in the book and told him what I thought of him. And I did that like 5 times, and then they blocked my phone number, and today those phone numbers are disconnected. And I know you're not supposed to do that. I will never do it again. But by the time I was through with that little man, he never wanted to hear my voice again.
Wonderful story, Marge, and I'm glad you shared it with Scott's listeners, because I could not say that, because those consequences could come back to me, and thank you for acknowledging it. I'm glad it was successful. And that it worked, but it
worked for Marge. Way to go, Marge.
It did, and I won't do it again because I know you're not supposed to, but like I said, today both those phone numbers are disconnected.
Appreciate the call.
Bye.
All right, very good. Texture says, I've had 3 calls this week, and it's only Tuesday. In my research, all you can do is not answer your phone if you don't know the number. Once you answer your phone, the robo system identifies your phone number as active, and you'll get more calls. Do you agree with that?
I do agree with that. In many instances, that is an unfortunate side effect of taking those calls. But, you know, if it's just from that same number, we can refuse to answer that. But sometimes they'll start calling from different numbers, and it's difficult to advise people, Scott, to just stop answering your phone, but let it go to a message. And that's always a good way to screen those calls. So.
All right, great information. Peril Grossman from the Office of Attorney General, Consumer Protection and Antitrust Division. Thank you, Peril.
Thank you, Scott.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is the weekend that the Antique Farm Show is happening at Hawk Museum. If you've not been to Hawk Museum, this is like a little jewel on the prairie up there by Rolla and Wolford, North Dakota, 4 miles east and 3 miles north of Wolford, or 23 miles south of Rolla. You can find it at hawkmuseum.org. They also have a Facebook page. And the Antique Farm Show, I was there last year, loved it. They have a tractor contest, still taking entries for that. They do blacksmith school. They do old-time music and plowing and sawmill and threshing and tons of kids' activities, an ice cream parlor, an old-fashioned candy store, Martha's Kitchen with a great menu. All great food. I loved the food last year. Barbecue ribs on Friday, prime rib Saturday, fried chicken on Sunday, and their parades, 4 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday, an all-faith service Sunday morning at 9. What else they got going? They're doing a meet-and-greet with local fire departments this weekend, craft show, flea market. You get the idea? So a lot going on. A lot going on. Give him a call at 583-2381 if you need more information. 583-2381. Camping spots available. I'd call for one of those. A lot of those. 583-2381. Going to be a beautiful weekend. Looks perfect. Check that out. And also share that on my Facebook page if you want to take a look at that as well. I just did a little tally on all the feedback we've had on the Philadelphia Eagles and the White House trip. We specifically asked about Carson Wentz because we have information from the White House that Carson Wentz decided that he was not going to be participating at the White House and instead was going to be going to the Black History Museum with teammates. I think we've got that clarified now because he previously had said, statement on May 22nd, that he didn't see this as a political event and planned to go, hasn't said anything publicly since then, but the White House said last night that he was not coming, joining teammates at the Black History Museum. So you know what I know, okay? And most people today, as in 20-1, do not favor Carson Wentz's decision to opt out of the White House event. A lot of folks upset about that. Bruce in Western North Dakota wanted to weigh in. Hey, Bruce, what's on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm extremely disappointed in Carson Wentz. I was a huge fan of his. And, you know, absolutely, they have a right to protest, even if it's misguided as it is. So we have a right to protest, too. And, you know, basically my Carson Wentz jersey's been to the trash. I had picked up DirecTV, the football package. I'm going to cancel that just so I could watch Philadelphia. You know, Carson should know that, you know, we teach our young kids to resist peer pressure because it can get you into trouble. And we teach our kids to be leaders, not followers, so you don't go down the wrong path. And he made an awfully immature decision that's going to come back to haunt him. He maybe was trying to please some of his teammates, but he disappointed most of North Dakota, which is a very strong fan base of his. And I'm sure he disappointed people out in Pennsylvania, too.
Yeah, your comments are not alone, Bruce. Appreciate you sharing it. Texter says, Philadelphia Eagles, just like their fans, bunch of unruly malcontent thugs. Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. And I'm very disappointed with Carson. Every quarterback makes some amazing throws for a touchdown. Every quarterback makes some throws and ends up as interceptions. The bad throws leave the fans bewildered. Looks like Mr. Wentz may have thrown an interception. It's another way to put it as well. Carson Wentz was your golden boy until he did something you politically disagree with. He's an adult, therefore he gets to make his own decisions. Like it or not, the Constitution applies to all of us. Please read the First Amendment. This is a typical lefty kind of rant. Nobody is suggesting that the First Amendment is rendered wrong. The point is you make a decision based on that, you make a protest, and you can agree or disagree with it. So, a lot of you also enjoying our 500-day review with Donald Trump. We didn't get to anywhere near but a slice of this, but it's pretty amazing. Here's another one that pertained to our part of the world in that 500 days.
We've cut more regulations than any other president during the entire term of their office, whether it's 4 years, 8 years, or in one case, 16 years. We approved the Keystone Pipeline and the Dakota Access Pipelines, 48,000 jobs. We ended our war on beautiful clean coal, which is a great form of energy. We're the largest in the world, and why should we give it up? It's clean coal. What they can do with coal now is incredible about the cleanliness. We withdrew from the job-killing Paris Climate Accord.
Thank you very much. The job-killing Paris Climate Accord. You know, it's just one after another. It's absolutely unbelievable. Here's another one I think is kind of fun.
Amazing impact. We moved our U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, as you know, which says capital of Israel. We moved into the building already. It was going to take 10 to 20 years to build. We did it in 3 months. We took a building that we had. We fixed it. It was supposed to cost $1 billion, and we did it for less than $400,000. So we saved almost $1 billion on that one, and we saved billions of dollars on plenty of other things, too. We're renegotiating our disastrous trade deals right now. We're imposing tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum, and we're imposing tariffs on various industries and countries that have taken advantage of the United States. and we will be in a very strong position very soon. We don't want to be taken advantage of anymore, and we have started the wall along the southern border. We have $1.6 billion approved for it. Now we're going for much more money.
Isn't it amazing? It's just amazing. It's a force of nature, ladies and gentlemen. Those are actual things that have been done, and a long, long list, and we only scratched the surface on. Absolutely phenomenal. It really is. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow. Don't forget, you can get those questions in now, so you make sure you get them in for Congressman Cramer. That's always a busy hour tomorrow. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.